kind of chairs are those? Because that was just weird. And then they give the monologue. I was like, okay, like I'm here for this movie. And then the tire shows up. And then you're just like, what is this shaking? What is this exploding heads?
Welcome to the What's Over the Podcast. We fashion ourselves cinematic judge and jury. My name is JJ Crowder. I'm here with my co-hosts, Matzenheiner.
Yeah, better red than dead.
And Alec Burgess.
Let's get it.
We appreciate you tuning in. Go ahead, hit that follow, subscribe, like, bell notification buttons. Tell a friend about us. Tell a mechanic about us. Tell your car about. I don't know. Tell. I guess you could say tell movie fans about us.
No.
Tell.
Do so.
Tell police officers, like a sheriff's department. I don't know. You guys.
Beverly Hills cops.
Maybe. I don't know. You guys figure out who to tell. Just tell everybody, goddamn it. That's what we need. We appreciate it. And you know what else we appreciate is Manscaped. They're still our sponsor. Continued. We love these guys. And with that, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about what's going on with them. Because, you know, top of the morning to you. This episode is brought to you by the St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers at Manscaped. This year, don't chase rainbows. Make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun with the leaders in the below-the-kilt care. Say goodbye to your clover forest with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 right here. And let your confidence shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust in Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com and use code THEVERDICT, one word, for 20% off and plus free shipping. Yeah, look, they have some really great talking points in here to talk about, like how proud of my pot of gold I am at the end of the rainbow. And since I've started using Manscaped, and like, it's great. I love their stuff, but I am a user now. I'd always looked at the commercials and been like, nah, it's not happening. But when they sent it to me, I've used them. I bought the beard trimmer. I think I've told most people about that, but I do like their stuff. And if I was better at an Irish accent, I would have read that whole thing in an Irish accent, but I don't. Ooh, do
it. I want to hear your Irish accent now.
No, my Irish accent sucks. I can do a pretty good Scottish accent, but the Irish accent is terrible.
People can't tell the difference. Just do the Scottish one and say it's Irish.
That's fair. But I will say you should go get at the very least, if you're trying to keep your balls nice and shaped, you should go get the Manscaped, the 5.0. If you're a lady, we don't have a lot that listen to the podcast according to our demographics. But if you're a lady and you listen to us, first of all, welcome and thank you. Second of all, if you want your man's balls if you want your man's balls to be nice and clean and shaved, go. It's a nice St. Patrick's Day gift or whatever kind of
presents
gift.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Why the fuck not?
I like that. Make it a thing.
Absolutely. So, as always, we appreciate Manscaped. So go get your 20% off your free shipping with code THEVERDICT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with code THEVERDICT, all one word, at manscaped.com. This paint St. Patrick's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped.
Wow.
Yeah. And we don't have a poem or a song this time, but next.
Oh, where's my poem? we got to keep our listeners in suspense. Got to keep them guessing.
Yeah, we can't do it every week, but I think there's a good one coming next week. So enjoy and wait. So let's dive into this week's movie. We're starting a new month. It's March. And with March comes a new category, that being hidden gems. There's still some debate on what a
hidden gem is. There is no motherfucking debate about this.
There's a little bit of a debate going on internally about what a hidden gem means. But, hey, one man's treasure.
Yeah, no, let's just get in.
I got to introduce.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was just going to talk about the interpretation of this through this month. And just let our listeners know, I was not a part of this because I was coming out of semi-retirement and they did not let me still. I guess this was already decided in advance.
Yeah, this has been decided for a while.
It's been months ago. We could have made an addendum because I've been back for 2 months now. They don't care enough about me.
No, so we do not. That's correct.
too, after this has happened, I'm sorry, listeners, but when it's just Alec and JJ, JJ has like his brain's usually always there, except when you need him to pull out a name of someone when he just can't do it. We've seen that many times. Alec, on the other hand, as we will go through this month, I'm just not sure if he understands what a hidden gem is or if he's trying to do Alec's form of personal torture, because that's what it's felt like. And we will get into that with, I'm not sure which movie we're doing today, but the two that he picked, don't watch them. We will save you from
the... Oh, my gosh.
That's all. I'm just putting it out there.
Let's just point this out, too. So we already have kind of our list docket for next month. I don't think a single one of Matt's movies got picked.
Your horror film.
So why are you complaining about
when it comes
being
to,
allowed to choose movies?
When it comes to horror, that doesn't offend me at all because I don't watch horror movies. It's
true. Neither do I, but they still picked like three of mine.
I
do. They picked all of mine.
I literally don't care there because it was a losing proposition.
So if you don't
all
care, Matt's, and you don't get to complain about not being able to submit picks.
No, when it's a topic that I care about, like movies that people would like, for instance, you'd pick something that was made in like Taiwan that no one has seen except when they came out from under a rock for 10 years. We would pick things.
Did you even watch the movie Korea?
I know, but I was picking a different country so as not to offend that country of origin for the movie we will be reviewing. Anyways,
so you're just
gonna digress.
Offend them at a later date.
I love it.
It's fine. It's fine.
This is great. Well, here's what I'll say though. Up until this is the last category that you weren't involved with, and you us not making an addendum was punishment for your semi-retirement. We do not reward long-term service here. We only reward continued service. So with that, we are reviewing Rubber.
It was also released- hold up. And let me just get mad at our patrons here because you are the ones that vote on this crap. So when I do get to decide and select for our listeners that aren't paying patrons, if you want to be a part of that and torture us and at least help vote, look into it because...
True.
You
the
shape
only person they're torturing is you.
I just spent effectively like 9 hours of my life, and half of that was fine. But the other almost 5 hours of Alex that he introduced into my world was painful. Charles,
oh Rich, it was just and, Charles on this one.
Oh, it's just Charles. So the other two, okay, you know,
the other
Rich
two didn't,
and,
weren't part of this vote.
I apologize, but in the future, think about what you're doing. And I think most of you are probably paying just to make my life miserable. Because I know Charles is, and if you want to get in on that train, I mean, let's do it. But just know that I hate you, and I love you. Anyways, I'll stop. That's, I got my soapbox. Yeah. Let me just pull off.
There we go. So, yeah, we're reviewing Rubber. It was released November 10th, 2010. It was written by Quentin Depew. It was directed by the same man, Quentin Depew. It stars, if you use that term loosely... Roxanne Mosqueda, Steven Spinella, Wings Hauser, Jack Plotnick, Ethan Coen, Charlie Kuntz, Devin Brochu, Haley Holmes, and sorry, David Bowe. I love this synopsis. It's about a homicidal car tire discovering it has destructive psionic power, sets its sight on a desert town once a mysterious woman becomes its obsession. It just, yeah, that fits. It's perfect.
Alex, tell us.
I'm pretty sure there's a Rubber that's like a remake of Flubber, or is that just called Flubber? Isn't there another movie called Rubber?
I think it's just Flubber.
Yeah, I thought there was another movie that was actually funny and that was called Rubber. But anyway... I saw this movie a long time ago. I was very drunk on a dare-ish. Anyway, yeah, I have to hear, Alec, what makes this a hidden gem for you, sir?
Oh, God. Easy. So I saw this for the first time in college. Okay. One of my roommates had it and popped it in there. And I was like, this is amazing because it lets you know from the very beginning. The very beginning, this movie has no reason. There's no purpose.
Hold up. In college, what drug were we on?
We need to know anything that. Except the happiness in life.
The drug of Alec.
It lets you know. I love the fact that it lets you know exactly what you're getting into. This movie is made for no reason. There is no purpose, plot, or reason for anything happening. Don't pay attention to what's happening because it doesn't matter. Right there. And then they go and do everything they told you they were going to do. So, Mattson, why are you complaining? You have nothing to complain about. They told you what was going to happen.
You know what? I'm going to let my other co-host, JJ, for JJ and I don't always see eye to eye, but I think he probably has some things to say about this film that may be more articulated than mine. I'm going to let him speak.
This movie's a conundrum for me, okay? And this is not when, okay, when I say that there's a debate on hidden gems, this is not one that I count because I understand Alec enough to understand why this is a hidden gem for him. It's not a hidden gem for me. However, there are parts of this movie, and the very front part when he's describing, like literally when the sheriff is telling you what this movie is, that it's and to the point of ridiculous movie comparisons, right? Like when he's talking about JFK, why did he get shot by random strangers? I'm like, wow. And then they jump in the other one, the pianist. When he's talking about the pianist, and he's like, why did he have to live like a bum? And when he was so good at the piano, and I'm like, this is wild. And it's been so long since I've seen this movie, and I was really, really drunk when I watched it last time. I didn't remember that whole diatribe at the beginning. And I did laugh like a little bit at that diatribe going, okay, so the whole point of this movie is that there is no point. There's no reason. And it's kind of an ode to nihilism, maybe. Like, I think that's kind of how I look at it. Like, here, this is like, it doesn't matter. And if you're a nihilist or you're a little nihilistic, like, this movie's going to make a lot of sense to you because you're like, yeah, but why? What's the point? Like, there is no point. So, I don't know. I get the idea. I think it's clever. I don't enjoy it. How about that? Like, I get what they're doing throughout the movie, and I think there's some really interesting parts to what they're trying to do.
Well, okay, Jay, really lay it on me, Jay. What's really interesting about this movie?
Well, it's the movie inside the movie that's not being watched. Like they need binoculars to watch this movie. Wait, are they watching it on a screen, or like, are they like, it's just so overwrought with like too much thought and too much cleverness. And then for them to say, we're doing all of this weird out of the box stuff for no reason whatsoever. And there's no point, like there's nothing to be gained from the movie. There's no, like literally there's nothing. Like, it's just meant to waste your time. And they tell you, we're fucking wasting the next hour and 20 minutes of your life. That's what we're doing. Proceed with caution. But don't fucking come bitching when you're like, this movie sucks balls. And I think, to me, like, that's so clever that there were parts of it that were interesting. Like I said, all the dialogue to me, like when he thought that they had killed all the viewers so that he could get out of the movie, and the one dude, the wheelchair guy, is still there because he didn't eat any of the turkey, which, by the way, this guy has no business being in this movie. This guy, one, he's got one of the greatest names ever. His name is Wings Hauser. That's the guy in the wheelchair. His son is very famous. He's done a lot of little things, but you guys watch Yellowstone at all?
I haven't.
His son is Rip in Yellowstone, who is like one of the most popular characters in that show. So I was like, how the fuck did they get this guy to be in it? And not that he's done anything major, but he's been in some pretty big movies as like bit parts, things like that. Anyway, so the whole, like, to me, that dialogue when they're standing around this circle and the maid has been murdered by the tire, and they're like, yeah, but we don't have to worry about it. And he shoots the cop, the blood packs and everything still go off. And then like the guy's like freaking out about shoot, like all of that to me is so clever and well thought out. It's just, I wish they had chosen something other than a fucking tire to be a tire with psychometric powers that kills random things, like, and then is obsessed with some woman. that just randomly drives by. Like that part, I'm like, I wish they'd have found a better medium to make a pointless movie that tells you it's a pointless movie and just has this whole education on nihilism and what nihilism actually is to me. Like that, I love the concept. I don't love the execution.
All right, JJ, this is too many words, but to JJ's point, I'll give you this. This movie, when it started out, I liked the monologue. I thought it was clever. I enjoyed the premise. I was like, okay, I see you. The whole hitting the chairs thing was, it made me smirk. I'll give it that. I was like, wow, like, okay, this movie clearly right off the bat, not taking itself seriously. Also, what kind of chairs are those? Cause that was just weird. And then they give the monologue. I was like, okay, like I'm here for this movie. And then the tire shows up and then you're just like, what is this shaking? What is this exploding heads? I will say the special effects or practical effects for that. I mean, with the low budget of $500,000 they had, they did a dang good job on that. Kudos to them. And then the other monologue, when he's talking about it's over, like, this isn't real, we're done. He gets shot. And then he's like, the one cop, you have an alligator on your arm. I was like, oh, that was clever. That was funny. I like what you did there. To JJ's point, they could have done these things and made a more serious story, but I guess that wouldn't have fit the ridiculousness. But if it had been a different medium, I think it could have landed better for me because those aspects of the movie I quite enjoyed. The rest of it, though, was just really dumb. I got my car earlier today and I looked at my tire and I was like, is this thing going to vibrate and kill me right now? It didn't. Thank goodness. But it's just a dumb movie. But those monologue parts, like, they were, I mean, well, I really like the guy that played the dude that said that, enjoyed it. But that was it. And now we're talking like 4 minutes of the movie of a painful 120 minutes.
But just, if you change the medium to make it make sense, Mats, and you defeat the whole purpose.
Not that it has to make sense, but it could have just been, no, like, it's just bad. Like, in the definition of a hidden gem, like, this is far, but hidden gems are things that you like that don't gain as much notoriety or respect from other people. This,
yeah, makes this deserves look, more notoriety and respect. No, from
this other just people. Makes you look. It's continued to put you further into the closet of a confused, deranged killer. That's.
Have you not met our audience?
I don't know what I don't want to really know who are. I'm thankful they listen, but I get more concerned week by week.
You're in the minority, I think, here, Mats.
I don't know.
Like I said, this one I understand why Alec thinks it's a hidden gem.
Why it is?
The other one, yeah, for Alec, it's a hidden gem. I get it.
I agree with you on where Alec is at. The other movie we'll do later, like that. I don't know.
One's harder for me because anyway, we'll talk about that when we get there. But this one, I definitely understand the concept of why it's a hidden gem.
For it Alec. Fits Alec's vibe.
Yeah.
Which, what is Alec's vibe? I don't want to hurt my brain to actually try to articulate it.
I think nihilistic. That's kind of what I feel like with, I don't know.
There's a reason Alec doesn't see a therapist because the therapist would probably be the one ending up on the couch and like sucking their thumb.
It's fair. It's fair. But it's clever. So here's how I think of it. Like, instead of
that's a very tire, nice way of saying it's a dumb movie.
Well, I think because I'm with you, like, it's the tire that bothers me. Like, because the initial shock and awe, you're like, when it blows the rabbit up, you're like, what? And then the bird, and then it, like, okay. So I'm like, at first, but then it gets old. And I think for me, what might have been interesting is if it goes from a tire, and I know it couldn't have called it rubber at this point, right? But if it goes from a tire to something else inanimate and inanimate and random, right? Like, so the tire runs over something or hits something, and then that thing becomes the tire. Like, for me, it would have been like, well, what the fuck's next then? Like, that would have kept me interested enough to go, what's the next inanimate object that's gonna run around blowing people's heads up? Like, to me, that could have added some level of interest to the movie besides just the tire. Like, I giggled when the freaking tricycle at the end starts rolling down the road. Like, that's, I think for me, it would have had some redeeming qualities if they would have started the swap earlier so that I would have been more interested, because I was bored. I was like, okay, so he's rolling down the road. Like, who's next? Because that's what it becomes. And again, you can complain about the movie all you want, but the end of the Alec has the perfect freaking argument in this movie. I can see it stewing in his head, is that it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, but I can complain because I was forced to watch this for the podcast, so I couldn't stop watching it. You could have
retired again.
I get it. Like, I complain about it too, because it is a boring, very terrible movie. However, it's the perfect built-in argument of doesn't fucking matter what you want, JJ. It's fucking, the movie doesn't matter. that's the whole point. And it creates this conundrum of conversation, which, if we're talking about another point of the hidden gem, like, it's interesting to talk about at the very least, because
yes, it is, man.
I can argue all I want how bad it is, but the argument still stands.
I will say, it did develop two t-shirts. Alec, do you have one of the t-shirts?
I don't have one of the t-shirts.
I'm not, you should buy it. $25. Cool shirt. Ooh. Cool shirts out there.
It's true. This movie.
The film's tagline says it all, though. Do we know what the film, do we remember what it is?
No.
Are you tired of the expected? Tired. Tire. Ah, yep. See what you did there. See what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did they make the tire look like it was rolling, though, in the train? Did they do stop? Like, I'm curious how they did that.
I don't know. Trivia?
I would have to consult the internet.
Yeah, I have no idea. My thought initially was that there's somebody with a green screen, but that's a green suit on, because you can just wipe them out. And it's new enough that, in theory, if they're wearing the suit, a green, complete green suit.
There we go. ChatGPT. For some scenes, they use a remote control device to move the tire. In other scenes, they use a metal rod to manipulate the tire's movements. The rod was later digitally removed in post-production. Because there was a couple times you could see it like roll, and then I kind of slightly, and then it would keep going. I think they splice some things together.
Yeah.
For more complex movements, such as when the tire is seen watching television or killing people with its psychic powers. Just listen to that. CGI was used. The filmmakers worked closely with visual effects artists to ensure the tire's movements were as realistic as possible. I mean, it's a freaking tire. All you do is make it look like it shook a little bit. It's just, let me read that sentence again. For its more complex movements, such as when the tire is seen watching television or killing people with its psychic powers, CGI was used. That's just this. Come on. And I liked that it was watching NASCAR. I was like, yeah, it's probably appropriate.
Yeah. I will say I laughed too when the tricycle has like 18 tires behind it at the very, very end. I was like, oh God.
We're going to be with its boys.
That's right. That's right. I did laugh too at the chairs, like you talked about, Mattson. So I don't know if you guys noticed, but those chairs were not put together. Like, they were stacked. Because I was laughing because there was one point like halfway through the sequence when the wind picked up and you could see one of the chairs in the middle, like the top of it was doing this just a little bit. You're like, that's just sitting on top of that. Like, yeah. I was like, and the way they were falling apart, I'm like, those aren't like screwed together. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, there's no reason. it's bad, but it's funny. It's at certain parts, and then I just like, I almost fell asleep. I almost pulled a freaking Baby Geniuses halfway through the movie. Like, I had to like sit up and be like, okay, can't fall asleep in case something that does have a reason happens. Yep. And then
I didn't do the age old watch the first 20 minutes and just act like you watched the rest of it and talk about it on the podcast. I unfortunately watched it all, so
yeah, luckily it's only an hour and 20 minutes, so I mean, it could be worse. It could have been like 2 hours long, because we've watched movies that were worse that were 2 hours plus. I mean, not much worse, but yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing else to say.
Yeah, like, you got to fill in some time here, because There's no reason to talk about this shit with no reason. I was enjoying
you guys talking about a movie that has no reason to it. I will say I love the fact that they make you think that there is going to be a reason coming.
Yeah.
Like they have all the typical tropes that, oh, maybe there is something going on. Maybe that will be the something. Like the whole, you know, little stooge guy who gets the phone call right before he's about to take out the spectators with the turkey. It's like, oh, maybe there is a secret dark, you know, entity at play. No.
Yeah.
No. Or the kid that gets introduced. Right. Oh, maybe this is going to be a reason. Maybe he's going to have a purpose or this or that. Nope. Yeah. Not a thing.
Nope.
And so I cackle all the way up to the only point I don't really like, and JJ, I'm sorry that, you know, you really kind of like this part, is when the tire does transfer over to the tricycle.
Oh.
Because that's at the point where I feel like they gave it reason.
Hmm.
Like a teensy little bit for having this entity that moves around. And I get why they did it, because it still follows into the, this does not make sense. Help me understand. But when I'm watching that, you know, I would have preferred Sheriff goes in, blows a tire, and then you kind of have this disgruntled spectator as it was, and cut the movie there. Because then you have this almost shock and awe, even at the ending is not an ending. Right. Yeah. So you add a further layer into this of, wait, what I need to understand, when the entire point of the movie is, don't try to understand anything. Just you made your bed and saying, I'm going to watch this. Now you got to, you know, live with that decision.
Yeah.
Which is why I enjoy so much. So that's the only part in this where I'm like, ooh, I wish they didn't do that, because they turn it into something that has an ending. And I would have much preferred that they leave that with just, kind of cut this. Okay, that's a wrap. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because you can even call back to that police circle.
Mm-hmm.
Where Sheriff comes out, okay, that's it, we're done. Great shooting. Appreciate you all. You know, looking forward to working with you again, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And then roll credits.
I will say I did laugh too at the scene where, the same scene, but like later on when they're sitting at the pool with the dude and he's talking about the whole situation, and like he's asking him the questions because he has to continue filming or whatever, and then the dude's head explodes and he pulls out the freaking script line and he's like, son of a bitch. He just throws it. Like, I was like, oh god, dude, again. And I think that's the part I really liked, it when they leaned heavily into the no reason, and then when it was like getting from point to point of that I was like, ugh, I can't do it. But I like the tricycle too, because like the reason I like it, one, is because it's funny looking with the tricycle rolling down the road. But two, because to me it continues the theme of, but why a tricycle? Like, why not another tire? Right? Why a tricycle? That's why I think anything else, because there was like one scene where there's a bottle, and I was like, that would have been funny as fuck. If it's this bottle flips over on its side so it can roll down the road and chase people. And then it like sits up and like starts shaking and shit when it kills, like that kind of thing. Is like, but why a bottle? Why not a bottle? You know what I mean? Or why a tricycle? So for me, like I found myself wanting them to lean in more to the no reason for any of it. And just make it even, because I think I would have liked it more if they would have gone even more, because it's ridiculous. Please do not misunderstand my next statement. This movie's fucking ridiculous, but I want it to be more ridiculous, because then I probably would have actually liked this movie, because it's so ridiculous that I'm questioning, why am I watching this? No fucking reason whatsoever, right? Like, but, and why would you? Because then I'm asking every time I turn around, why? And there's only one answer, and they've told it to you.
Minute, no reason.
2 seconds in, no reason. And it starts with you going, why is he hitting the chairs, right? And then he gets you, there's no reason. And so if they would have leaned more into it, I would have enjoyed the film. Or in my opinion, the experiment, this is more of an experiment than it is a film, if you're asking me. But I want more. If you're going to go down that road, fucking go. all the way down it for me anyway. And I still would have shit all over it because it still would have been bad. But I would have been like, oh, you fuckers committed even more than you did. But I think that would have been the only thing that would have made me like this movie. Instead of saying there were parts I liked because it was interesting, this would have been, I liked the film as a whole if they'd have just leaned all the way in. Even if it made mistakes, because I'm sure you lean that far in and you're like, that's an interesting choice. But you always have the answer in this film. There's
no reason.
No reason.
JJ, this is a bad movie.
It is a bad movie. It's terrible. But
for no reason, Mattson.
Yeah, but yeah, it's bad in one of those ways that I get, which is the weird part. Like most of the time a bad movie, I'm like, this movie's bad, and I don't get how you can make something this bad. This movie's bad, but I get it. Like, I understand what they were trying to do. I just don't think that the execution was as good as I wanted it to be. Because I get it. It just didn't work all the way. Didn't work all the way. Yeah.
Mattson's so shook.
It's because Mattson texts me. Like, he's like, the fuck am I watching? You don't say fuck, but like I'm translating. He's texting all this shit like while he's watching, going, this is the dumbest movie. And I have to be very vague because I don't want to give away that like I'm not miserable watching this movie like Mattson is. I just don't like the movie.
JJ, this movie was terrible.
I agree.
Ask me what I'm rating it.
Okay. What are you rating it?
Zero.
Wow.
No soul. No love.
This movie has no purpose. Doesn't deserve a rating. It gets no a zero.
Reason. No reason.
I mean, it's fair. It's fair. Alec, what about you, buddy?
I'm going to give it a Q. I'm going to give it a Q.
Yeah, I mean, you really could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why are you giving it a Q?
No reason. No, I'm going to give it a 2.5. And I think I got really perverse pleasure on this watch through because I fucking knew Mattson was going to suffer. This is the epitome of an anti-Mattson movie.
2.5?
I love it.
Alec, can you do math? Do you know what that means on a 5?
That means 5 out of 10.
2.5?
Yeah. 2.5, yeah. Right in the middle of the road.
JJ, just what's your number here? Just help.
It's a fucking tire, Mattson. It's got to be in the middle of the goddamn road.
I'm a little worried about JJ's rating now.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Jay, what are we rating this?
I feel like, first of all, before I rate this, I want to thank Alec. I have been vindicated for last month on our episode for Gross Point Blank because the face that Mattson just made felt very similar to the one that I made when he shit on Gross Point Blank. So I appreciate the pain and suffering that I just watched Mattson go through because of your rating. With that said, I'm giving this movie a 1. It's not good. But I'd still watch this movie before I watched Moonfall. I'd watch this movie before I watch She Dies Tomorrow. There are movies we have watched that I would watch this movie before because at least I found some level of entertainment in it. Very few pieces, but there was some.
We're going to have to do a month of movies that we super hate. And I'm going to make JJ watch Moonfall again. And it's going to.
Sorry, I'm on the podcast. Can't do it again.
Yeah, can't.
Oh, man. It would be so great. A 1. Wow. Just let's go back to the 2.5, though. Like. I'm gonna have to use this as a yardstick for 2. When the next time you give a 2.5 to a movie that is far from a 2.5, wow! I would have had respect for you if you would come in and said like, "Look, this is not everyone's cup of tea. It's a 1, but it's my cup of tea." I can't fight
it's a 2.5, right in the middle of the road.
Far. I don't know what a 2.5 means, and we may have to recalibrate.
2.5 means right in the middle of the road.
But our rating, unlike this movie, our rating has to make sense, and that it doesn't.
Right in the middle of the road.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of movies I would rather watch than rubber. And there's a lot of movies I would rather watch rubber than watch them right in the middle of the road.
I'm real curious to see what you're going to
rate. Your problem, Mattson, is you aren't even on the road when you're doing ratings.
I'm real curious to see what we're going to rate Roaring Admiral, whatever that movie's
Admiral
called.
Roaring Currents?
Yeah, that's going to be, because if you just gave rubber a 2.5, I'm worried you're going like 4.5 or 5 territory. And then we're going to, the train's going to be off the rails.
The train's never been on the rails with Alec. Like, I think you're like,
where have you been?
You're trying to fit Alec into a mold with you and me. And we have like patterns and procedures and ways that we think it fits. Alec is the epitome. That's why this movie makes so much sense to him.
Like, I am no reason.
If you ask Alec a question, more often than not, you might get, if you're looking for purpose.
What movie have Alec and I like really liked together?
We had the month of Almost Full Fives a couple months ago.
That's true. And I mean, we're going to like the next movie. There are things, but it's just it's the things that he really likes that in his mind are just amazing that I can never get there.
See, I think your problem, Mattson, is you've only watched like Hollywood blockbusters.
Sure.
And you've stayed in that niche. And I've watched just about every fucking thing.
Yeah.
And
you put yourself in the box, and my box is just a lot bigger because
I'm sorry sometimes for that box, because you certainly watch some things that don't need to be watched.
Well, and I think this is going to make a good short. I'm just going to tell you this right now, because here's what I'm going to tell you is that's why I love the dynamic that we have in this trio, because me and Mattson, we agree quite often or we completely disagree. It's rare that we're like, in the middle of the road together. Alec and I, we almost always agree on some level. So when it was just he and I, like there was a lot of like, we praised a lot of movies together, or we completely shit on movies. Like there was no balance. Like I like our dynamic because neither of you are wrong. Mattson has this box that he keeps himself in with movies that make sense for Mattson. Alec has no box whatsoever, none. And I kind of have like a box of my own that's right in the middle of both of you, but I can venture on either side of it. Or I completely take a duke on whatever it is either one of you have made me fucking watch. So
we need that to be made in a t-shirt. Here's
Matt. Tell me now, Jay, what if I picked JJ that made you watch that? It's just made you pull your teeth out.
Here's the thing though, is you semi-retired when we switched from new movies.
I got one. I know. Nacho Libre.
Because that wasn't me, but I
that like wasn't that. You, but you like it.
Yeah.
I like it to an extent. It's not my main cup of tea, but it's okay.
Yeah. You haven't done a movie yet because you haven't been involved, but we're getting there. So because I'm
Patreons and they're not picking.
Well, sure. But we're getting ready to start like if you're not on Patreon, go get on, because I'm getting ready to post. We need more topics so that we can pick movies so that you can vote, because we only have till through April now.
Let me save the podcast.
We get to the point where Mattson is the only one who picks and they just don't pick anything.
Can I remind us that without my poems, Manscaped still wouldn't be here for one, too.
Dude, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel for that. I haven't seen a poem in like 6 podcasts.
Let me save this podcast by making sure we watch things that people actually want to listen to what we said and watch it at the same time. Because I guarantee you, ain't nobody watching half of the shiz we've been reviewing.
Actually, I hate to break it to you, but the freaking the one that I wish that I could say was it, like, what was the one we watched? Red Cliff? It got quite a few views compared to the other two we reviewed.
I'm not talking about the views. I'm talking about ain't nobody of those people actually going to watch Red Cliff. They're just here to see us get tortured, namely me, and I want to have a better time.
You got some of that victim syndrome going on.
I sure do. And you lean into it. Sometimes I know you stay up at night and laugh. You're like, I'm going to pick this one.
Oh, this movie, I was cracking up. I texted JJ.
Yeah, he did.
Because the problem is the movies that I like aren't going to be a form of torture for both of you.
Some of them maybe. Here's the funny part, though, is I understand that, yes, we enjoy your torture. However, none of these movies that we've tortured you with over the last 3 months that you've been back, were picked with you in mind at all because you were semi-retired and we didn't know if you were coming back.
These JJ, you know, that let picked. That be a lesson. Maybe there is a God because it was all by design.
I'm telling you, maybe because I've enjoyed it or there's no reason whatsoever. I'll just put it
this way for our listeners. We need to wrap this episode up. I went to the doctor recently and they were like, what's going on with you? He's like, look, doc, I've been watching.
You said no reason. And
that I can't get out of my brain. It's really been affecting my sleep and like the way I eat. Like I'm getting sick from these crap ass movies and just, I need some help. So listeners, get on Patreon and let's save this podcast.
All I'm hearing is wham, 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 boo, boo, boo.
All I'm hearing is blah, blah, blah. I'm a dirty tramp. Name that movie. With that said, Mattson, this has been fun. Alec, tell everybody where they can find us.
Really? Do they want to know?
Yes, they do, yes. Mattson.
They absolutely
You can't
do.
Find Mattson anywhere. We're going to edit his part out of this. But you can find us every single Monday. We release a new episode on YouTube. This one was Rubber, my pick. I enjoy it. I think it's a great movie because, well, there's really no reason to say it, actually, now that I think about it. But we are in a brand new month of March. This is Hidden Gems. This is week one. We'll be going all the way through. We got a few more lined up to torture Mattson, which is going to be great. So keep an eye out for Mondays. Like, follow, subscribe so you get notified of when we are going to be dropping episodes. With that, I will kick it back to our good friend over, JJ, the King of Crash, the Titan of Terror, JJ.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Alec. Yeah. Also, we hit 250 subscribers on YouTube. So
woo.
I know that's a very small number, but go us. We were at less than 200 like 3 months ago, 2 months ago. So we appreciate all of our subscribers. Thank you. Go check out Manscaped. Get your 20% off plus free shipping. Use the code TheVerdict. We appreciate them sponsoring this episode. With that, as always, we appreciate you tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, we love all of our listeners except Charles. I hate you.
That's funny. So yeah,
bye.
You got nothing.
I missed my line. I guess I gotta just leave it. Bye. Hasta la vista, baby.
Cinemagic out.